Okay, so next, our last speaker for this session is Matthias Hostart. Matthias, did you want to share your screen?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Matthias Hostart. I come from Brazil. I arrived in PI just in early September. So just to tell you a little bit about my trajectory, I went from Brazil, great weather, to Durham in the UK, to a substantial drop in the type of temperatures that I was used to. That's where I got my PhD. And then I decided to go for an even greater challenge and move to Minnesota, where I got another drop of 20 degrees in the temperature as well. So that's for my current joint position between Minnesota and PI. So I've spent 2 years in Minnesota, and I'll be spending 2 years at PI. I am a particle physicist by training, and my main question in my research is to ask what lies beyond the standard model. We have a couple of strong evidence that the standard model is not the full picture. Even before asking questions about gravity, there are experimental observations that are in conflict with what we know of the particle content of nature so far. The first of which I find one of the most interesting, is the existence of neutrino masses. These are not zero. There are simpler ways to extend the standard model to explain them, but they raise more questions than they answer. And there's also obviously the existence of dark matter, which so far we haven't been able to explain with any known particle. Finally, another popular topic in particle physics is to pay attention to several of the anomalies that you're guaranteed to have at any given point. So these are things to keep in mind and to follow, but don't necessarily have any clear, don't point you to any necessarily clear direction. So all of these puzzles don't have a clear solution. The theory priors are rather loose. So that's where we get to be creative and really go for a FINO approach with a wide net of models to consider. I don't know if you see my full screen or my slide screen, just making sure.
Slide screen, I believe.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Is that better?
Now we see both of your, it's like the presenter view.
Oh, okay. Then it was correct. Yeah. Sorry. My apologies. Yeah. So yeah, continuing the story, I like this plot that shows you what a new particle that would have some coupling to ordinary matter versus its mass would look like. So if it lies at large couplings and accessible mass ranges, this is where we know and love the standard model backyard. And I could go beyond the standard model backyard by pushing to higher energies. That's what the LHC energy frontier is doing. So I hope to produce new particles directly. Or I could do the opposite and in a complementary approach, stay at the low energies and push to lower and lower couplings below the typical weak interacting coupling strengths. So that's where you find models that are still interesting from a point of view of solving existing problems like dark matter and neutrino masses. Some of these include light dark matter in the MEV range with new forces, or neutrino mass models at the low scale, like low scale seesaws. And there's this list continues on, and each one of these has an interest on the phenological point of view, but it's even more interesting by the fact that you can actually look for them in laboratory. Interesting probes that I have worked on particularly are rare neutrino processes. So here you're competing only with the weak force. So by digging down into the data in neutrino experiments, you could be sensitive to physics that is much weakly coupled than the neutrinos would be, as well as rare KO decays and ultra precise measurements. The precise measurement here that I have in mind is, for example, the G minus two of the electron and of the muon, which are very sensitive to new physics. So finally, just to give you a taste of some recent interest of mine. So looking at the landscape of neutrino experiments, since we have a lot of different endeavors, it's likely that at any given point, one of them would see something strange. And the current focus is onto a set of anomalies and short baseline experiments by the Miniboon and LSMD experiments that seem to be pointing at some strange effects due to new oscillations at short distances. And just this Wednesday, we saw a big data release by an experiment called Microboon, telling you that the most significant anomaly in neutrino physics, these ones by Miniboon and LSMD, is probably not explained by a new Sterion neutrino or by new oscillations, but it still remains unsolved. So if you want to know more about this, you can check out the Quantum Magazine's latest article. So that's it for me. Thanks.